Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
From Akon to Ozzy, baby, that's how we roll. Whenever you hear Iron Man, it means it's time to get smarter. Talk to our friend Mr. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. Greenberg joins us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV, which these next couple days are going to get rainy and gross. You're going to need your HVAC working. Of course, you can find all of Neil's work in the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at @ngreenberg. Greenberg, what's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing super. My quads are feeling great.
Yeah, but what about your iliopsoas?
Hey, can you say that on the radio?
Well, I'm not sure I'm saying it right, and I definitely don't know what it is. So I don't know, honestly. Simple question for you. Based on some of the reporting we're seeing about Terry, there seems like a lot of unknowns with Terry. Jaden has missed a game. We don't know specifically what the issue is with Jaden, but something's wrong with his knee, but it's not wrong enough they didn't put him on IR. What injury are you more concerned about at this Wednesday morning at 11:04 a.m.?
Oh, definitely Jaden Daniels. I mean, the quarterback is what makes everything go. You can figure out what to do with the offense without Terry McLaurin for a couple of games. I don't think that as good as Marcus Mariota did the other night, I mean, you need Jaden Daniels for that high ceiling. So I think that that's the injury that I'd be more concerned about.
Even considering it seems like maybe we don't see Jaden this week, but we see him in L.A., and the Terry situation seems far more, you know, mysterious, translucent.
Yeah, I just think anytime you lose a quarterback the caliber of Jaden Daniels, even for a couple games, you're going to have a challenge because, look, the division's tight, right? I mean, like, you can't really afford to take too many games off. We talked about how much more difficult the schedule is. And then you have, you know, just look at the playoff scenario, right? The NFC North has three teams at 2-1. You know, the NFC West has all the teams at 2-1 or better. So if you want to have playoff hopes, like, you're going to need to keep these winnings, the wins coming. So I think the loss of McLaurin is much easier to manage than the loss of Daniels. Even though Mariota had a good game, I just think that Daniels is the sauce.
In theory, I completely agree with you. I think the situation right now is a different. I don't know. Last 2 weeks, we saw Washington get throttled at Green Bay and then do the throttling against the Raiders. I know you do your own power rankings. We just ran through the power ranks from NFL.com. Washington lands at 8. Where do you have Washington right now in yours?
I think I still have them at 12. Let me see. I still have them at number 12 among the solid playoff teams tier with Minnesota, Denver, Seattle, and Indianapolis. I which I think is fine. I mean, they're a fringe top 10 team. I don't know if you can really dispute that. So I think that they're going to be, they'll be okay. The injuries are something that you just can't, you know, like whenever you're doing ratings or rankings or projections, et cetera, like you can't, you know, that's the noise part of it, right? I mean, we just don't know who's going to be injured and then how that injury is going to affect everything. It certainly seems like backup quarterbacks are having their moment in the sun, not just this year, but over the past couple of years. I think I've talked about this on the show too, that I think the three most important positions on an NFL football team are the quarterback, starting quarterback, the pass rusher, the elite pass rusher, and then your backup quarterback. I think that those are the three most important positions in football right now.
Well, Mariota's proven that your third theory right anyway. He's looked great. I know you pay attention to Vegas. The numbers with Washington heading to Atlanta seem troubling. Why is that line going down? You know, I think Vegas is baked in. Mariota's starting. Just it looks weird.
You mean that Atlanta is now that Washington's only a 1.5 favorite now?
Yeah, it went from 2.5 to a 1.5. I mean, maybe that's Terry related.
Well, there's a couple things happening.
I don't know.
There's a couple of things happening there. Number one is the injuries, right? The potential injury to Terry McLaurin, the injury to Jaden Daniels. The second thing is there was a group that came out and advocated for Atlanta money line at like plus 118. So that's certainly going to move some markets around that sharp money. The thing with Atlanta, though, I mean, they just got destroyed last Sunday. I mean, they just got destroyed. They have quarterback issues of their own. Carolina's defense looked really good. The most troubling thing for Atlanta is they didn't have any red zone chances. They're supposed to be this high-powered offense, but they look very lifeless. You know, Penix had the two interceptions, including the pick six. Very frustrated there. So I liked Arizona getting the points. I probably still like them here. I think it's a good bounce back game for Atlanta. I don't know if Mariota can have like two awesome games back to back. You know, that remains to be seen. I guess he certainly could, but I can see why people are taking the Atlanta side here.
I can, too. I think for Washington, it's all about establishing the line of scrimmage. And Crosby was a game wrecker the other day, but they were able to control the real disruptive plays. Like, he made a ton of impact, but they did a really good job of kind of being able to handle that impact and still run their offense. I thought Washington's D-line was really good against the Raiders. How much of that do you think was Raiders' O-line being bad versus Washington performing well?
Probably a little bit of both. You know, the Green Bay game coming on short rest, you know, maybe Jaden Daniels was injured or had something going on. I mean, I don't know. But Green Bay is a really good team. Losing 27-18 to Green Bay, even though a lot of Washington's points came late, doesn't look as bad on paper. But they certainly didn't look in sync in that game. I mean, they didn't have any chemistry in that game. But, you know, beating the Raiders, the bounce back, that's good. I don't think the Raiders are particularly good, but I don't think that they're a team like in the category of the Giants where, you know, a win is completely discounted there. They do a lot of good things. You know, Atlanta, I think, is in the same position. Offense in disarray. Washington has a chance to see their defense really do a number on them again, much like they did to the Giants. And that would be great. I mean, that would, because they have two tough road games, right? Atlanta and then the Chargers, who are for real. And then they're going to be home, but then they got to go to Dallas, which is always tough. And then they got to play Kansas City, who in week 8 could have everything figured out by then. They have to make sure that they're controlling the line of scrimmage in this game, because I do think the defense can play a huge role.
Yeah, I think Atlanta's in more. What do you make of the coaching changes already in Atlanta? They fired Hilliard. They fire Hilliard. They're moving, making Zach Robinson move down from the coach's box down to the field. In a way, kind of throwing Mike Penix under the bus in the public comments about, yeah, we just want him, we want our OC to be able to be closer and to talk to him and give him a visual. Like, Penix coming off his worst game and they're doing all this. It's week four, dude. It's September.
Yeah, something, deck chairs on the Titanic something.
Yeah.
This is all window dressing. I mean, they outgained the Panthers by 108 yards but couldn't get into the red zone. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know where the blame pie lies, right? I mean, like, the whole offensive side of the coaching staff and the players, like, is to blame to some point. I don't know, you know, if changing who is calling the plays is going to be that big of an impact, because the players still got to get some stuff done. I mean, two picks, one of them's a pick six, is tough to overcome no matter how well you're doing. You know, if you want to say Penix is not going to do that again, you know, I probably agree with you. You know, I certainly think that this offense was looked much better on paper before, you know, coming into the season, and then, you know, they kind of have that goose egg and everything changes. But yeah, I don't think it's going to make a difference. I think Washington's biggest key is just to keep the dysfunction on Atlanta's offense going. Like, if they allow Atlanta to get right against Washington, that's going to be a problem. But they could easily stifle this offense much like they did against the Giants. And they may need to with all the offensive troubles they're having via injury.
Yeah. I tend to agree with that. It is crazy. And you pointed this out statistically. I can tell you, like, eye tests and injury reports, right? But we're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here from the Washington Post. You can read all of his work at Post Sports. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg. You quantified this, or maybe you found it from Aaron Schatz. But, like, Washington generally was really healthy last year, and in the early going here, it seems like the opposite.
Yeah, it's not so much the injuries, but it's injuries to key pieces, right? I mean, like, you know, Jaden Daniels, Austin Ekeler, Terry McLaurin. I mean, you know, that's your starting – those are three of the most important starting parts of your offense. You know, last year they were relatively healthy. Aaron Schatz does do this thing called adjusted games loss. So he's essentially quantifying the impact. So, you know, two games without Jaden Daniels is much more significant than, you know, one game without your backup tight end, right? So it's, you know, the games lost, you know, it does have an impact factor, and that's what he does. Last year, Washington was near the bottom, very healthy. This year, you know, not only are they not healthy, but as I said earlier, like, the key pieces are the ones that are going on the injury report. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough. That's cluster injuries, I think, are the worst in terms of the NFL. Like, you can get by schematically with time to prepare if, like, your defensive end goes down, your tight end goes down, but you lose running back, quarterback, wide receiver within a week or two, you know, that puts you in scrambling mode.
Well, dude, I just look offensively. If you don't have Jaden this week and you don't have Terry this week, you're talking, I mean, we don't know what's up with Noah Brown. I mean, you're talking Tebow, Lane, Luke. You better run the hell out of the football, dude.
You're gonna have to lean on the run game.
Yeah, I wanted to take a minute to zoom out from Washington. Who's your top team in your power ranks right now?
The 1-2 Baltimore Ravens, and I am getting some emails about that.
I bet. How do you handle Baltimore's defensive deficiencies and still have them top?
Because they're narrow losses, they're fluky losses. I don't put much stock into the win loss record. You look, I've audited the power rankings around the league, like the major power rankings that people talk about. You can explain their power rankings about 90% just based on the win loss column. Like, all their 3-0 teams are at the top. All their 2-1 teams are in the middle. All their 1-2 teams are behind that. And then the 0-3 teams are behind that. Like, that doesn't really do anything for me. I don't think there's much value there. So I'm looking at not only how they lost, but who they lost to. And also, like, what does it, does that fundamentally change my perception of them going forward? So maybe we can argue that Baltimore is not the number one team. That's certainly fine. You want to put the Buffalo there, that's fine. You'd be hard-pressed for me to put them any lower than, like, second, third, or fourth. But I think a lot of people are discounting Baltimore right now.
I agree. You got to figure they kind of right the ship defensively. And the way they've lost to two really good teams in Buffalo and Detroit, it's just the way they've lost those games has been alarming to me. And if you're going to play football when it really matters, you're going to play really good teams. So it's like they'll have their regular season success. They're going to get the Bengals with Browning. I don't think much of the Steelers. Like, they're going to stack wins. Like, Baltimore's still a playoff team to me. It was a hell of a game, though, Sunday. Chiefs and Ravens, 2-1-2 teams. What do you make of the Chiefs? At this point, and B-Mitch isn't here because he definitely disagrees, so I'll point out his side. He's like, I'm not betting against Andy and Pat. I think Baltimore is a way better team than Kansas City through three games, even though they have the same record.
I do, too, and I have Kansas City sixth. I have Baltimore one, I have Kansas City sixth. I think Kansas City is going to be fine. I didn't see any way that they were going to be losing to the Giants to go 0-3. But yeah, I mean, it's certainly a red flag. But again, we've seen Patrick Mahomes have a pretty miserable stretch to start the year, and then next thing we know, we're wondering why they're favorites in the Super Bowl. So I'm not too worried about it. Their roster's aging. Other teams are building themselves to kind of topple the Kansas Cities of the world. So, we know football is a parity-driven league by design. It's tough to pay quarterbacks big money, tight ends big money, and be able to flesh out everything else. Kansas City's done a real good job with that, but it always catches up at some point, as does age. I think Kansas City is in the top 10, but towards the middle, the bottom of that top 10.
Quickly, we're about to get to baseball postseason. I am tempted. I like the Brewers, right? I have no real ties to the Brewers. In fact, I have none. I just kind of like them. I like the Tress's brother-in-law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's on the team. I think they're good. I think it'd be fun if the Brewers win a World Series. I am tempted to put a Brewers future in at plus 750. The teams I'm going to be rooting for are the Brewers and the Padres. You got any action coming up in the baseball postseason? Anything you like?
I don't. I'm still like drawing tears from the Mets collapse since this summer.
But the Mets are going to get in, right?
Yeah, yay. I mean, $300 million and they're going to get in, I guess. Look, they've been disappointing, and I actually do think it's good for baseball in terms of money doesn't get you an automatic berth into the World Series. I do think that that's good and healthy for baseball, even though the Dodgers and Phillies are going to be there and the Yankees. But I do think seeing like a new owner come in, spending gobs of money, you know, not really seeing the return on investment that we might probably expect, I think is good for baseball overall. I think the Brewers are good. I think that they're the team that is probably not going to be getting as many pixels as the Dodgers, Phillies, Mariners, and Yankees, and even the Blue Jays. So I do think that the Brewers are definitely a live dark horse. And same with the Padres. I think the Padres have as good a chance to win the World Series as the Mets, probably in that same tier with the Red Sox and the Tigers. So I think that the NL too is smart because there's really only one really super duper good team, Dodgers. Then you have the Phillies, and then you have everybody else.
Phillies are pretty good, dude.
Yeah. So you there's much more room to kind of move ahead in there as opposed to trying to get through the Mariners and the Yankees and the Blue Jays. Like that to me seems a much tougher road.
And will you pay any attention to the Ryder Cup? Seems like everybody's saying, oh, you got to take Europe, the juice, the smart money's on Europe. I don't really want to bet on Europe.
No, I don't. Golf is too sharp of a market for me. I am well aware of the sharpest better probably in the world on golf, and I just know that I can't come close to doing what he does.
Who's that? I need to follow this person.
I don't want to say. We've done a story on him. I will say that we've done a story on him at the Washington Post in the past.
Can you text me privately?
Yeah, I do know that he gets access to markets before they open.
Wow.
So he will actually be able to place some bets when the market opens that at prices that probably aren't available. That's a sharp market. I'd say golf and tennis are two of the sharper markets in terms of, betting on big events. So I don't know. I don't know how much action I'll have on the Ryder Cup.
Maybe I'll just watch and enjoy. Neil, thank you for your time as always, buddy. Hope all's well.
Love you, and I'll talk to you next week.
Singular today. All right. Thanks, bud. Later.
Bye.
That's our friend, Mr. Neil Greenberg. Read all his work in the Washington Post. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg. I got to settle some bets, and then there's Nats baseball coming up. But before we go, listen, everybody's hoping that the Burgundy and Gold has far more dubs than L's. But if your garage door is struggling to go up and down, that's where Door Pro America comes in. Whether it's a busted spring, a loud noise, or just won't move, go with the pros at Door Pro America. Landfill, you got to make sure it goes up and down. You know what I'm saying? At my house, we recently upgraded our garage door with Door Pro America, and it's one of the best, legitimately, one of the best home improvements we've ever made. It looks great, increased the curb appeal of our house, and it's just so functional with the MyQ app to let people in and out if you're not there. If you're a dummy like me that always leaves it open, you get an alert on your phone, you can close it. You can set it to automatically close at a certain time of day or night, or if it's been open for a prolonged period, you can just have them close it after a half hour, an hour, whatever. Do what I did. Call Door Pro America and ask how you can save big on repairs with a Door Pro Advantage membership, including annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Plus, right now you can get $60 off any repair or a full tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you or check them out online at doorproamerica.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.